All right, so you've got your morning coffee. You're ready for some legal deep dives.
Yeah, let's do it.
And we're going to be talking about a case that I think a lot of people will find really interesting because it touches on, well, everyone knows celebrities. Everyone knows greeting cards.
Right.
So we're going to be talking about the Paris Hilton versus Hallmark cards case.
Ooh, interesting.
So we're going to be covering how this really simple thing, a birthday card with a celebrity on it,
Yeah.
can actually lead to some pretty complex legal questions around things like the right of publicity, intellectual property law, First Amendment arguments. So I think this is going to be really interesting, especially for all you future lawyers out there who are thinking about, how all these different areas of law kind of come together. But to start off, I think we need to kind of set the stage a little bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're talking about the early 2000s.
Okay.
Paris Hilton, huge celebrity. Right? Reality TV, The Simple Life.
No.
And one thing she was known for was her catchphrase,
Which was,
"That's hot."
of course.
Right? And so Hallmark comes along and they release a birthday card, pretty standard thing.
Yeah.
But this card features a cartoon waitress,
Okay.
but with Paris Hilton's face on it.
Okay.
And what line do you think is on this card?
That's hot.
That's hot.
All right.
Now, it's not just using the phrase, but it actually mirrors a scene from The Simple Life where she's working as a waitress.
Oh, wow.
And she's warning somebody, don't touch that, it's hot. Talking about a hot plate. And so the card kind of plays on that scene.
I see.
So you can imagine Paris Hilton not too happy about this.
Yeah, I would imagine not.
So she files a lawsuit against Hallmark.
Okay.
And she makes a few different legal claims. So
Yeah.
one is misappropriation of publicity under California common law,
Right.
basically saying, hey, you used my image, my identity, to make money without my permission.
Thanks.
Then there's false designation under the Lanham Act, which is kind of about unfair competition, misleading consumers.
Yeah.
And then trademark infringement, claiming that that's hot is a protected trademark.
Interesting.
For our deep dive today, we're going to focus primarily on the misappropriation of publicity claim. And the reason for that is because this is where Hallmark tried to use California's anti-SLAPP statute to kind of get the case dismissed early on.
Right.
So that's what makes it really interesting. But before we get into that, can you give us a little bit of a breakdown on how the case kind of procedurally moved along?
Yeah, so it actually started in the district court, and they actually threw out the trademark infringement claim.
Really?
Yeah, they said that Hallmark using "That's Hot" on the card, it wasn't really functioning as a trademark in the traditional sense of like identifying the product or the service.
Interesting.
But they did allow the misappropriation of publicity and the Lanham Act claims to move forward. So feeling that, their free speech rights were being kind of, infringed upon with this case, Hallmark then filed an anti-SLAPP motion.
Okay, now for those who may not be familiar, anti-SLAPP, what does that even mean?
So SLAPP stands for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation.
Okay.
And these are often, seen as kind of lawsuits that are intended to just silence or intimidate people who are exercising their First Amendment rights.
Okay, so they're kind of like bullying lawsuits in a way.
Yeah, you can kind of think of it that way. In California, like a lot of states, has an anti-SLAPP statute,
Okay.
and it basically provides a way for the defendant to file a special motion to strike these types of claims early on in the case.
Okay.
And if the plaintiff can't show that they're likely to succeed, with their claim, the case can get dismissed, and sometimes the defendant can even get their attorney's fees covered.
So Hallmark is basically saying, hey, this lawsuit is just trying to stop us from speaking freely.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
They're saying the birthday card is a form of expression,
So.
maybe even commentary, and that it should be protected by the First Amendment.
So their argument is Hilton's lawsuit is a SLAPP suit.
Yes, and should be dismissed.
Okay.
But the district court didn't buy it. They denied Hallmark's anti-SLAPP motion. So what did Hallmark do? They appealed that decision to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Okay.
So now the big question becomes, did Hallmark actually have the right to use Paris Hilton's likeness, her face and that, incredibly famous catchphrase, "That's hot," on their birthday card?
Right.
Does the First Amendment protect them in this situation?
And I think this is what makes this case so fascinating for like law students, right?
Absolutely.
Because we're really looking at these fundamental legal principles.
Yeah.
Like, what is the right of publicity?
Right.
how strong is the First Amendment protection in this specific context?
Mm-hmm.
And then how does this California anti-SLAPP statute actually operate within, you know, the context of a federal court case?
Right, because we're talking about state law, federal court, you know, First Amendment, it's all kind of coming together.
Exactly. So before we get into the Ninth Circuit's decision, I think it would be helpful to kind of break down some of these key legal concepts a little bit further.
Definitely.
So let's start with the right of publicity. What exactly does that mean?
Right. So the right of publicity is basically a legal right that protects individuals, and especially celebrities, from having their name, their likeness, and other aspects of their identity used commercially without their consent.
Okay.
It's essentially about controlling the commercial use of your persona.
Okay.
So in California, where this case comes from, it's part of common law.
Mm-hmm.
So for a misappropriation of publicity claim to be successful, Hilton would need to show that Hallmark used her identity without her permission.
Right.
They did it to make money.
Yep.
And that she was harmed by it.
So, you know, intuitively, that makes sense.
It does.
Celebrities put a lot of work into building their image and their brand.
Absolutely.
So it seems fair that they should have some control over how that's used, especially when someone else is profiting from it.
Yeah, I think that's a key part of it, right? That's the commercial aspect.
Exactly.
That someone's profiting off of their image.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about that anti-SLAPP statute. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that it's a California law, but this case ended up in federal court.
Right. That's a good point.
So how does that work?
Well, so there was some debate about whether California's anti-SLAPP law, which, you know, has some procedural parts to it, could actually be used in federal court.
Right.
But the Ninth Circuit, following precedent, said that it does apply in cases involving parties from different states, which is what we have here, and when there's a certain amount of money at stake.
Okay.
Because it creates what they call a substantive immunity from being sued.
Okay, what does that mean, substantive immunity?
So it means that it's not just about the process of the case, but it actually affects the underlying rights and obligations of the parties involved.
Got it. So Hallmark was in the right to try and use this anti-SLAPP motion in federal court.
Yeah.
But the question is, why didn't it work? Why did the Ninth Circuit ultimately uphold the lower court's decision to deny the motion?
Right. So this is where it gets really interesting, because we start getting into those First Amendment defenses that Hallmark was trying to use.
Okay.
So they argued that their use of Hilton's image, you know, putting her on the card, was protected for two main reasons. One, the transformative use doctrine, and two, that it was speech concerning a matter of public interest.
Okay, let's break those down one by one. So transformative use, what is that?
Well, it basically comes from this really important case, a California Supreme Court case called Comedy 3 Productions v. Saderup.
Okay.
And in that case, an artist had made charcoal drawings of the Three Stooges,
right,
and it was selling them on T-shirts.
Uh-huh.
And the court said that, you know, when you have an artistic work that incorporates enough creative elements that go beyond just copying the celebrity's likeness, it can be protected by the First Amendment. So the key question is, has the new work, you know, the drawing in that case, been transformed into something more than just the celebrity's image?
I see.
Is the celebrity likeness just the starting point, or is it basically the whole thing?
Right.
And this gets at this tension in run of publicity law between protecting the commercial value of a celebrity's image and allowing for creative expression, you know, that might use public figures.
Right, because obviously artists and creators should be able to draw inspiration from the world around them, including celebrities.
Absolutely, yeah.
But there also has to be a line somewhere.
Right.
Where it's not just, you know, straight up using their image to make a quick buck.
Exactly.
So how did the Ninth Circuit apply this transformative use test to Hallmark's birthday card?
Well, they found that it didn't really meet the standard for transformative use.
Okay.
At least not enough at that early stage of the case to dismiss it under the anti-SLAPP statute. So they said that the card really closely mirrored Hilton's actual appearance on The Simple Life, you know, her persona on the show, and that just putting her face on a cartoon waitress and using "that's hot" in a way that reminded people of the show wasn't creative enough.
I see.
To be transformative.
So Hallmark basically just took her image and slapped it on a card.
Basically.
And the court said that's not enough.
Right.
To be transformative.
And they actually compared it to other cases where artists had used like fantastical or satirical elements, which is where the transformative use argument was more successful.
Right. I'm thinking of that case where they had the musicians as vampires.
Exactly. Yeah. Winter v. DC Comics.
Yeah. And that was considered transformative.
Right. Because it was clearly going beyond just, you know, taking their image and using it.
Exactly. Or, okay, so that's transformative use. What about this public interest defense?
Right. So that defense usually applies to things like news reporting, you know, commentary on public figures, discussions of things that are important to the public.
Okay, so things that contribute to, like, a broader public conversation.
Right, yeah.
About important issues.
And the idea is to protect the free flow of information.
Okay.
But the Ninth Circuit said that Hallmark's card wasn't really doing that.
Uh-huh.
They said, and I quote, "The birthday card does not publish or report information. It was a commercial product.
Right.
Made to be sold for birthdays.
Yeah.
Not to comment on Paris Hilton or some issue of public concern.
Right.
Like a news article or a biography would."
So even though Paris Hilton is a public figure, the card itself wasn't really contributing to any kind of public discourse.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So both of Hallmark's main First Amendment defenses didn't really hold up in this case.
Right.
So the Ninth Circuit said, okay, the anti-sell APP motion is denied.
Yeah.
And Hilton's misappropriation of publicity claim can move forward.
Okay.
So for our listeners, and especially for law students who are, you know, really trying to understand these concepts, what are the big takeaways from this case? What should they be paying attention to?
I think what's really interesting here is, you know, it shows how courts try to balance these different legal interests.
Right.
So you have the right of publicity, which is about protecting an individual's control over their image and how it's used commercially.
Right.
And then you have the First Amendment, which is about freedom of speech and expression.
Right.
And this case kind of sits right at that intersection.
And what's interesting is that, you know, the transformative use analysis, it's really specific to the facts of each case.
Absolutely, yeah.
What might be considered transformative in one case might not be in another.
Right.
And I think that's a really important takeaway for law students.
Yeah. And also, I think it emphasizes how important those state anti-SLAPP laws are, even when you're in federal court.
Right.
Especially when you're dealing with claims that might involve free speech issues.
And I think for future lawyers who are going to be advising clients, whether they're brands or individuals, it's a reminder to be really careful when you're using celebrity images in commercial stuff.
Yes, very careful.
You can't just take their picture, slap it on something, and expect to be in the clear.
Especially if you're not really adding anything creative to it.
Right.
Or contributing to some kind of public discussion.
Yeah. The court really focused on that.
They did.
They said that Hallmark's card closely resembled Hilton's actual TV show appearance.
Yeah.
And did not add significant creative elements.
Yeah, that was key.
And that's why they didn't buy the transformative use argument.
Right.
And then, you know, that line about the card not publishing or reporting information.
Right.
That was really important in rejecting the public interest defense.
Yeah.
So it's clear that a celebrity's persona has commercial value.
Absolutely.
And if you want to use it, you need to either be transforming it in some significant way.
Right.
Or be using it as part of some kind of public commentary.
Yeah, you can't just use it to cash in on their fame.
Exactly. Well, this has been a really fascinating deep dive. I mean, who knew greeting cards could be so legally complicated?
Right. It seems like a simple thing.
Yeah.
But it really gets into all these fundamental legal principles.
Exactly. So as we wrap up, here's a final thought for all of you listening. We've been talking about, you know, traditional media like TV shows and greeting cards.
Mm-hmm.
But what about this whole world of digital media and online content creation?
Right.
How do you think the right of publicity and this idea of transformative use apply to things like internet memes?
Yeah.
Or user-generated content that uses celebrity images, sometimes in a funny way, sometimes in a transformative way,
right,
but sometimes in a way that could be seen as commercial.
Right, because you have people who are building their brand on platforms like YouTube and things like that.
Exactly. So where do you think the line should be drawn in that world?
That's a great question.
Yeah, it's a really tricky one.
It is.
And it's something that I think we're going to be seeing more and more of in the future.
Yeah, definitely something to think about.
So that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This has been The Deep Dive.